Hello.
Hello, my name is Heather, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yeah. I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Just was trying to, I guess I didn't even realize it, but on my credit card, my credit card company had called me about some charges, and I guess I didn't when I guess back in November, I ordered a drone because it said it was free and, and you pay the shipping. Well, then I didn't even realize that in November I got charged $67 and something, and I had another charge of 67 something. So I was wanting to see why that was happening. I guess, so I canceled my card. My card's no longer good anymore. I canceled it, but I wouldn't, they give me this number to call.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
Yeah, 40601.
40601.
Yes. I'm hoping that it didn't try to put me in some membership or something, because I didn't realize that if it did, but
And your first and last name?
Timothy Bailey.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 1252 Bark Branch Road, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601.
Okay, give me one moment. My computer is
Right.
loading.
Sorry.
Okay, so I see where you were charged on today for $67.32, but the
Yeah.
charge was declined. It didn't go through. So no money came out of your account.
Well, because they called me and I told them I didn't authorize it, because I wasn't sure. You know how it is with these cards. You never know what's going on. So
Yeah.
I had my car, I had it canceled. There was another one. It was back in November also that I didn't realize it was on there. But so what was that? I mean, what exactly was them for?
Okay, so I
Those
see
charges.
where you purchased a sweepstakes, I'm sorry, sweepstakes ticket for the Stealth Elite drone. It was $8.25,
Right, I remember
and
that.
yeah, so once you purchase the sweepstakes or whatever, it automatically enrolls you into our Factory Direct Savings Club. So that's the membership that's coming out of your account to be enrolled into that.
Okay, I guess, yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't realize that. I guess y'all probably get this a lot, but I was just a lot going on in the world today, these days,
Yes,
and
sir.
I didn't catch it, or I wouldn't have done it.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand.
Okay, so that stopped. What now? I guess the charge, it was in November. I guess there's no way if I wanted to, I mean, because I didn't even realize it was on there. I would have tried to stop it before. I guess is that pretty much done? There's nothing I can do about that one, or
Correct. We can go ahead and cancel it for you so it won't try to debit your card again.
yeah, let's do that. Guess I need to read to, I guess, pay a little more attention next time. Just, sometimes when you get them things, you're like, hey, look what you're going to get. All you do is pay shipping, and they don't realize, which, I mean, even the little drone, it wasn't, I mean, it really wasn't much, but.
Yes, it's in the terms and conditions. And
okay.
A lot of people, they don't read the terms and conditions.
And I didn't, because it was, I was in the middle of something when I did it, and I seen it, and I said, well, I'm going to get that, and then, I never did,
Yes, sir. Okay, so I went ahead and canceled it. Would you like a cancellation number?
That'll work.
I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-373-050.
Okay. Now, would this be also considered a reference number, or is this just a cancellation number? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good, then. I'm glad, like I said, Capital One gave me the number for you all to call, so I'm glad we got it straightened out, like I said, and I'll have to pay more attention what I do from now on, but.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thank you.